The former Czech president Václav Havel, who is in hospital with a lung inflammation, is reported to have made some progress on the road to recovery. However, he remains in intensive care, and doctors have been warning that the 72-year-old's health is still fragile. Dominic Yoon reports.
On January the 12th, former President Václav Havel underwent emergency surgery at Prague's Motol Hospital after expressing difficulties breathing and swallowing as a result of a swelling that had developed in his throat. For Mr. Havel, this was the first serious hospital visit in just under a year, when he was treated for acute bronchitis coupled with an irregular heartbeat. Early reports were filled with speculation about just how serious the condition of the former president was. Ultimately, it turned out that the surgery was successful, but that after it, Mr. Havel made a turn for the worse after developing complications leading to an inflammation of his partially removed right lung. His condition has gradually been improving, but doctors say he's not out of the woods yet. Dr. Martina Pelichowska is one of the doctors treating Mr. Havel in the Motol hospital. This is how she described the situation on Thursday morning.
At the beginning, the rehabilitation proved very tiring for Mr. Havel, and he had to rest relatively often. But as the effects of the illness recedes, he's now tolerating rehabilitation far better. Our goal now is to get him moving and walking again to the point where he can return to normal life. All this means that we're gradually increasing his rehabilitation activities.
For more than a week, Mr. Havel has been breathing oxygen through a special mask. However, on Thursday, doctors announced that they were now slowly weaning him off the oxygen as a result of his improved condition. The next step remains to see if Mr. Havel can breathe independently, and then efforts will begin to see if the former president is able to resume his mobility. Mr. Havel is also taking large amounts of medication, particularly antibiotics, and visits are strictly limited for fear of Mr. Havel catching a cold. But reports suggest that he remains alert and is indulging in reading and also personally watched the inauguration of President Barack Obama on Tuesday evening local time. Václav Havel's history of lung-related health problems can be traced back to the bout of pneumonia he caught whilst imprisoned by the communist authorities for 4 years between 1979 and 1984. The illness went untreated for some time and is said to have permanently weakened Mr. Havel, who has suffered numerous bouts of bronchitis. This is coupled with the former president's lifetime chain smoking, something he only gave up after having a malignant tumour removed from his lung in 1996. That operation left him with only one fully functional lung. In 1998, Mr. Havel also received treatment for a perforated colon. At present, doctors remain wary of making any forecasts for when Mr. Havel might be released from hospital. Dr. Martina Pelichowska again.
When that time comes, I cannot say, because the kind of illness he has requires a certain recuperative procedure. And this can change at any time from favourable, where we are now, to a minor shift towards the unfavourable. So it's absolutely impossible at this time to say that things will be okay from now on, or that he'll be released on a given day.
Dr. Martina Pelichowska with the latest on Mr. Havel's condition, and best wishes to him for a speedy recovery.